next speaker is Cha-Ching Lee, who's an assistant professor in the Department of Health Systems Management at Rush University. He received his PhD in health services research from the School of Public Health at St. Louis University. And he has worked with many faculty and health professionals on various research projects in the United States and in Taiwan. His primary research interests are in the areas of health services and outcomes research, population health, health economics and evaluation, and healthy aging.
Right. Good morning. My name is Jianqing Li from Rush University at Chicago. So, as we know, the next year the APHL will be at Chicago. And in Chicago, the weather will be even colder. so just prepare from now, okay? Okay, so today I will quickly go through my study founding about the association between health service utilization and the mortality among older adults with diabetes and cardiovascular diseases by using the data from health and retirement study. Okay, so let's look first look at the figure here. This figure indicates the proportion of younger children and older adults for the global population from 1950 to 2050. So as you can see, during the past, the percentage of children under 5 was always greater than the percentage of older adults, like 65 years and older, right? But this situation will be changed. So you can see here, probably in 2016 or 2017, the percentage of older adults will be first time greater than the percentage of child under 5. So this show you right now our global population is aging, okay. So, and this figure show you the percent of older adults in 2010 and 2050. So as you can see here, basically the most primary country in the world, their population is aging. So for example, you can see like Japan, Korea, Germany, and France and also UK. And we can look at the United States here. Okay, so the percentage of older adults is going to increase from 30.1% in 2010 and to 21.3% in 2050. It's about 8% increase. So the population aging might be we have to pay attention to this issue in the United States. The population is also aging in the United States. Okay. So what are the health consequences associated with the aging population? So I think the most important one is the prevalence of chronic condition is going up, like diabetes, cardiovascular disease such as heart disease and stroke. And because this, I think this is a very important issue because the older adults with chronic disease are more likely to have higher risk of death, okay? And according to the CMS data, in the United States, there's about 50% of older adults, they have three or more than three chronic conditions. So it's not just have one, for example, not just have diabetes, they maybe also have diabetes and also have cardiovascular disease for older adults. Okay. So we can imagine, so people with multiple chronic conditions might have such very big impact on healthcare utilization and their health. Okay. So let's talk about the two most important chronic conditions in the United States. The first one is diabetes. So right now in the United States, the prevalence of diabetes is pretty high. So as you can see here, the number. So the total number of people with diabetes is estimated to increase by 1 million from 2007 to 2025. It's a lot. Okay. And also the total healthcare cost attributed to diabetes is estimated to increase twofold from 2007 to 2020. It's about 170 billion increase. So, so diabetes right now, I think it has become a very important chronic condition in the United States. So the second important chronic condition is cardiovascular disease, such as heart disease and a stroke. Okay. So, during the past, we have already known that diabetes might be is a risk factor of cardiovascular disease. This means people with diabetes are more likely to develop CVD, any kind of CVD, compared to people without diabetes. Okay. And also, there are previous research indicate that if people with diabetes, also with cardiovascular disease, they have higher mortality rates compared to people without diabetes or without any kind of chronic conditions. And also CDC said that CVD can account for about 84% of diabetes-related deaths among older adults. Okay. So this might bring our attention to people with diabetes, also with CVD. We have to pay more attention to the health care utilization of their health among this population. Okay. So there are also several studies examine the health service utilization among this population. So you can see people with DN and the CVD that use more health service, such as they might have a higher number of doctor visits, or they have higher number of hospital stays. Okay, this is from the finding from previous research. So right now we know people with diabetes, also with CVD, had higher risk of mortality rate, also use more health services. So what is the association between health services use and the mortality among this population for people with DN and the CVD? There are many very limited research they are doing to see the association. So today my study is going to look at the association between health service utilization and the mortality among older adults with DN and the CVD. So this study, we use the data from health and retirement study. And the health and retirement study is a longitudinal population-based study. So it can represent the older adult age 51 years and older living in the community. Okay. Because we want to examine the longitudinal change or longitudinal use of health service, so we use about 6 weeks of data from 1998 to 2008. It's about 10 years data. So our study population will be focused on older. Will focus on people aged 51 years and older, and they provide cell response in the 1998 HRS interview. So we will follow this population from 1998 to 2008 to see if they experience any deaths during this period. So. The dependent variable, because we want to look at the mortality, so we create the time to death variable as our dependent variable. So if, for example, if people died in 2005, for example, so the years between 1998 and 2005 will be calculated. For example, if people that didn't experience death or lost to follow up, the years between the baseline and the year of last interview they have will be calculated. Okay. So we have several independent variables. The first one is health group. So we will classify patients into these four categories: based on their self-report diagnosis. For example, in a question, they might be asked, have you been told by your physician you have diabetes or any kind of cardiovascular disease? So patients will be classified into these four categories. Also, we will measure the health service use at the baseline, which means in the 1998. So we are looking at their prescription use, outpatient surgery, and home health care use in the previous 2 years. So these three services is measured just yes and no. Also, we will measure the number of doctor visits, number of hospital stays, and number of nursing home stays in the previous 2 years. And this is for the baseline. We also measure their health service after baseline, means after 1998. So we will calculate a mean number of doctor visits, mean number of hospital stays, and a mean number of nursing home stays for our study population. Okay, so we have several covariates in our model. So we use the Anderson's behavior model health service utilization as a model to select the covariates. So based on the predisposing factor, this means predisposing factors are used to describe people's propensity to use health services. So we use age, gender, education, race to be as the predisposing factor. We also use the enabling factor, which means we use this factor to describe people's ability or means to use health service. So we have income, health insurance, and the residential area they are living. Also, we use the need factor. So basically, these factors are associated with the health status condition, like we measure the ADL, IADL, or do they have any kind of chronic condition like cancer, lung disease, or mental diseases. So our statistical analysis, we use Cox proportional hazard regression to see the association between health service utilization and the mortality. Because this is a HRS data is a complex survey, so all the analyses are accounting for the complex survey design effect. Okay, so right now let me briefly show you the result we have. So in table one, this shows you the effect of health service utilization on the risk of mortality by health group. So we do get the association by each group. Okay. Sorry. Because we are interested in looking at a diabetes patient or a diabetes patient with cardiovascular disease, so we can look at this health group first. As you can see, there's no baseline health service use were associated with the mortality, but the health service use after baseline were associated with mortality for DM group. For example, here, this means increased use of doctor visits or increased use of nursing home are associated with a greater hazard to death. But this situation is not here for the DN plus CBD group. So in the DN plus CBD group, we only can see the baseline use of doctor visit, baseline use for doctor visit, and the number of nursing home use was significant. I think this one potential explanation for this one is usually people with DN and the CBD, they have worse health condition. And if they use the nursing home at the baseline, this means their health condition is even worse. So this is why the nursing home can be used as a significant predictor for their death, for their subsequent death. And the effect of after the baseline health service use has no significant effect. Okay. So after controlling for the health service use, we can look at the difference in hazard to death between health groups. It's not surprising to see here, right? This means compared to the DN only groups, the people in the DN, people with DN plus CBD head have higher hazard to death compared to DN only groups. And we also do further interaction test to see if the association between health service use and the mortality differ by health group. And here we can see the interaction between doctor visit and the health group, or intervention between hospital stay and the health group are significant. But here we still cannot find any significant effect for DN plus CBD. Also here for the hospital stay for DN plus CBD. Okay. So we have several study limitations in our study because HRS, the data collection is based on the self-reported data. So we might have self-report bias. And also in the data set, we are not able to know which type of DN our patient might have. So, but because our population is 51 years and older, we can get the majority of our patients, they have type 2 diabetes. Okay. Also, we are not able to control for the severity of the DN and the CBT at the baseline. So this might impact our outcomes. Okay. So here's my conclusion. So the health service utilization was associated with higher risk of death, especially for people with DN and CBD. So the baseline use can significantly predict the subsequent death among this population. And the people with DN and CBD, they have higher or have greater hazard to death compared to other groups. Okay. Unfortunately, we see this kind of result that the more health service they use, they have higher mortality, right? So I think that we can bring some kind of suggestion for health professional or for the doctor to improve the health among this population is to try to provide better health management for our population. For example, we can provide more health education about how to manage their diabetes. For example, how to manage their diabetes by themselves by having more healthier behavior. So this kind of intervention might be more useful for them to avoid the subsequent death among people with diabetes and CBD. Okay. Thank you.